Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Real Talk with Regina Breed, and I'm your host, Regina Breed, and I am so excited that you joined me this evening. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me. This has been a wonderful, wonderful week, and I hope that your week has come to a continuous and beautiful end. Today's show is going to be Success Leaves Clues. We're going to be asking the blunt question on this episode: what am I doing wrong? So join us in the discussion about what the impact is on society and what we're doing and what we're not doing. And today I'm going to be giving you guys some tips or some suggestions on what you could do to make sure that you are doing everything you could possibly do to ensure that you are moving your life in the next direction. So we're going to jump right in it. Please give me a call at 563-999-3485 if you have any questions, tips, concerns, or you just want to jump in the conversation. So let's get started. Tip number one is get with a God of your understanding. Get with the God of your understanding. I'm not telling you to join any religious group or whatever, but what I'm saying is there is a higher power. There's an energy and a force that moves all of our lives. If you don't believe in a God, then you need to get within yourself and talk to yourself. But you need to have some place you can go that deposits energies and life force inside of you. So the first thing is get with the God of your understanding. Number two is find a mentor and follow the blueprint. Now, I'm not telling you to be your truest self. I'm telling you that you need to watch what people are doing when they're successful. Find a mentor and follow the blueprint. Number three, be relentless in your task. Get a vision, get a thought, and laser focus on that. Let nothing and no one move you off of what you want to do. So be relentless in your task. Number four, pick a path and stay on it. A lot of people jump from pillar to post, one thing to another. You never stay with anything long enough for it to be successful in your life. So pick a path and stay with it. Write your own contracts. A lot of people trust other people to have their best interests at heart, and they don't. So one of the things you need to do is Success Leaves Clues. You write your own contract. Number six, put your money in order. A lot of us just jump into it and we don't understand the financial risk and responsibilities to what you want to do. So that's put your money in order. So let's go over 1 through 6 again. Get with the God of your understanding. Find a mentor and follow the blueprints. Be relentless in your task. Pick a path and stay on it. Write your own contracts and put your money in order. The next thing you need to do is invest in your knowledge. A lot of us think that you have a great idea and you don't have to study or put forth any effort to move that forth academically. You need to invest in your own knowledge. Your next tip is monetize your skills. If you have a service worth paying for, then you need to learn how to monetize your skills in every aspect of what you do. Monetize your skills. Your next tip is make money with your hands and your head. You should write books if you are an authority on that figure. Also, sell your goods and services. Make money with your head and your hands. Your next tip is know your ROI, your rate of return. Understand or your rate or your return on investment, your ROI, return on investment. You should know if you spend $100, how long it's going to take you to make that $100 back. You should know where that profit is coming from. You should understand how it's coming back to you and what it's going to cost you. Because sometimes to make $100, you spend $500. That's not good business. So understand and know your return on your investment. You get in what you put out. Please remember that. The last number 10 is very simple. Do the work. A lot of you all don't want to put forth the effort and do the work. So you guys need to do the work. It's very simple. Nobody's going to work harder on your business than you do. Do the work. Number 11, leave a legacy. A lot of us are leaving bills instead of legacies for our children and our family. Leave a legacy, and not only a financial legacy, leave a legacy of service behind. It is, what did you do with the life that God has given you? That's really important. Leave a legacy. You don't want your 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years to be left on this earth, and you haven't done anything with it. You're just taking up space. Number 12, create wealth for your children. Create wealth for your children. Leave your children better off than your parents left you. Start thinking about your generation after you and the generation after them. Set them up for success. It's very hard every year after year after year after year. Your lineage starts out at ground zero. So try to break that cycle and leave your children, create wealth for your children and your grandchildren. Change your worth. A lot of times you don't understand how much you are worth and how valuable you are. So you need to invest in you, and you need to understand that you are absolutely irreplaceable, and that when you believe that, that comes across in how you manage your money and how you build a success for you and your family and your legacy and your building. Number 14, you don't have to be cute to be worth $1 million. A lot of people think only cute people are worth $1 million, but that's why it's called self-esteem. You need to get some. You have to believe that you are beautiful inside and out, and beautiful people radiate beautiful people. I've always been told beauty is skin deep, ugly is to the bone. Beauty dies and fades away, but ugly holds its home. Some of you all are ugly on the outside just as much as you are ugly on the inside. And so we want you to understand how beautiful you are. Number 15, take care of yourself first. It doesn't matter whether you make $100 million and you don't have any health. Your health is deteriorating. You can't enjoy any of that. You will have made all of that effort, all of that money, and someone else will spend your money. So I've given you a bunch of tips this evening. I've given you a bunch of things to think about. Success leaves clues. When you see someone who's successful, the first thing you should do is take down what is does success look like for you. Some of you all have a very distorted view of what success looks like. Success is your interpretation of what successful is. You take a business owner who owns a $1 million business and a bus driver, and people will look and say, the bus driver is not successful. But if he's come from meager populations, if he's come from meager beginnings, and success to him is having a job and having his family be healthy and happy and kids and wife are happy and going to school, and he is a viable means for his community to move forth in a positive manner, and he is happy and healthy and he loves life. Or you have the billionaire who's been divorced 6 times. His kids hate him, and his everyone is trying to take over his company. I don't know which one of those men you think is successful, but success is what you determine it to be. Nobody else will ever determine your wealth or success. That's your job. And so I'm not going to talk long. I just wanted to come to you today. It's been a long time since we got together, but I wanted to say that success leaves clues. Start being a detective. Figure out what works for you. Get with the God of your understanding. Find a mentor. Be relentless. Pick a path and stay on it. Put your money in order. Invest in your knowledge. Monetize your skills. Make money with your hands and your head. Know your return on an investment. Do the work, guys. Leave a legacy. Create wealth for your children and their children. You don't have to be cute to be worth $1 million. And take care of yourself first. I am so excited that you guys have joined me this evening. I just wanted to leave you with this wonderful note that you are God's best creation. I want you to understand that no matter what the rapid technological changes are, the economic woes and the high profile lives that some of us lead, it is nothing if you can enjoy it and share it with the ones you love. So I am going to say to you guys, it has been an honor to be with you all. Join me next Friday on Real Talk with Regina Breed. When we start to our conversation next week will be something in the name, something in the name. So I'm excited. Join me next week. I'll leave you with this, Real Talk for Real People. It's been a plum pleasure to have you guys with me. Please join me again. You can find me on my social media, Regina Breed on Facebook. You can send me an email or a text, rgbreed@yahoo.com, and I'll make sure that I answer your questions if you have any concerns. But I'm so excited, and I want to leave you with this note. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. I can't wait to join you guys next Friday at 11 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, success leaves clues. You don't have to recreate the wheel. Just watch who's successful to you, do what they're doing, and implement the steps that they're taking. Create your own step and repeat process, and you'll find yourself more happier, if that's even a word, than you are right now. So I love you guys always. Peace and blessings. This has been Regina Breed with Real Talk Radio. I'll see you guys next week. I love you guys so much.
This song right here is to that person.